We're joined today with the American Legion National Commander, Jim Triola, to talk about the Be the One campaign from the American Legion, the nation's largest vets organization, and they're asking all Americans to help stop veteran suicide. Good morning, Commander.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for joining us. So, as Memorial Day is approaching, how should Americans view this special day and remember the fallen?
You know, that's a really good question. We don't view Memorial Day as a celebration. We view Memorial Day as an observed day. And we want to make sure that Americans, as they go about their day and go about their festivities, that they pause to reflect how they got the freedom to do that. I think that, we are patriotic when things like 9/11 happen. We want to make sure that people try and stay that way. We want to make sure that they stop to reflect on how many of our American service members lost their lives during wartime defending our freedom. And just a minute or two of your day, just to stop and reflect, or maybe you want to go visit a veteran cemetery or visit a monument or something that can help everybody observe that day.
Absolutely. And suicide prevention is the top priority for the American Legion. What can be done to stop veterans from taking their own lives? Can you explain Be the One?
Yes, Be the One is an initiative that was started by the American Legion back in about 2019. We started off with buddy checks, which are well-being checks. Call a veteran just to see how they're doing. And we've extended that a bit because we have so many veterans taking their own lives. You know, the numbers are all over the map on how many take their lives a day. But we do know that since 9/11, 2001, we've lost 125,000 veterans to suicide, which is absolutely unacceptable. You know, 6,000 a year. So what the Be the One initiative is designed to do is to break the stigma for a veteran stepping forward. So we want to make sure that we can open up a conversation with that veteran, somebody that we know may be at risk, regardless of what the issue is, because it's not always mental health. It could be financial problems, things like that. Step forward, speak to either a Legionnaire or a community member or anybody who wants to get involved in this, and find out what's going on, what we can do to help. We want to make sure we get the family members involved and make sure they get the help they deserve too, because they're at a loss. And, you know, we have this, an IndyCar that we sponsor through Chip Ganassi Racing. And in every one of those races, we have a booth that has a VA service, a veteran service officer in it and a member of the VA. And we actually have members now that actually walk up to those booths and ask for help. We have veterans that step up there and ask for help. About 2 months ago, there was a race in St. Petersburg, Florida, where a veteran came up to that booth, the Be the One booth, and asked for help. Apparently had been deployed a couple of times and didn't want to go back because of things that he experienced in the previous times he went. And he explained to us that the only way I know of not going back is to not be here anymore. And we stepped in, we interjected, and we're getting him the help he needs, and he's on a road to recovery. So it's actually working. It's really doing a good job.
That's incredible. That's amazing. Yeah. So tell me, Commander, why does the American Legion want to see the repeal of authorizations for the use of military force?
You know, we've had a that authorization, a military force in place now, I think, since 2002. And we want to make sure that we don't have an ongoing war all the time. So we'd like Congress to repeal that authorization of your military use so that that authorization is not used in the wrong context. So we like to, you know, if something happens in the future and we've got to go back into war, you know, we know that we're, that authorized use of military force is for Iraq only. We want to ensure it doesn't extend into other countries. So repeal it, and if we ever have to go back again, we get Congress's approval before we go.
And how is the Coast Guard treated different from other branches of the service during government shutdowns?
You know, that is that is a sin. You know, I visited 5 Coast Guard stations so far this year. And the Coast Guard during the government shutdown in 2019 wasn't being paid like the other military branches were, because the Coast Guard falls under Homeland Security. Homeland Security didn't appropriate money to pay them during a government shutdown. And what happened during that time was, it was a little over a month we were down. The American Legion stepped up and gave grants for Coast Guard families in need that needed money right away, totaling $1 million. And the Coast Guard service members were finally paid retroactive, but a lot of them, and especially the lower rank Coast Guardsmen and women, you know, they're used to week to week, you know, month to month paychecks. Very difficult. You know, it's hard to go out and do your job and not be able to, and not be distracted by how am I going to pay the rent next month. So we want Congress to appropriate the money and make sure we have another government shutdown, which could possibly happen this year. You never know. And make sure they get paid the way the rest of the military do. Pay the Coast Guard Act.
Absolutely. And Commander, why is the American Legion so strongly advocating for special immigrant visa applicants?
Well, that relates to Afghanistan. What's going on there is we had Afghan citizens that were helping the military when we were over there, either for translation or interpretation, helping us identify where the enemy was. And in response, we told them that we would give them a path to residency in the United States. And when we left Afghanistan, we left many of them behind. And the whole idea of that is to get them special visas so they can come here and not be threatened by the Taliban, which they are now. There's actually families there that are in hiding because the Taliban is after them to execute them.
What are some of the other issues the American Legion's working on?
Right now we have what we call a quality of life initiative going on. We want to make sure that while a service member is deployed, that his family is living in the best conditions that they can have. So that relates to things like we had with Camp Lejeune, drinking, contaminated drinking water, mold in the barracks or mold in the housing, availability of housing, childcare, things like that. So we have a team that we just started at the American Legion, and we've got DOD approval for it. It's called the BASE program. And what we're going to do is we're going to visit military bases and do quality of life assessments and report back to DOD and with our recommendations if there are any issues on the base. And on top of that, we have an initiative to make sure that the PACT Act that was passed last year, that's the toxic exposure bill, that Congress is making sure it's implemented properly and there's oversight. You know, there's 3.5 million veterans affected by toxic exposure, and 500,000 of them have already submitted claims to the VA. So we want to make sure the VA stays on top of it and that there's no backlogs and there's no issues with appropriation of money. Because, you know, as always, we hear things that some people on some side, on both sides of the aisle want to cut the VA budget by 22%. And we'll be advocating for veterans to make sure that doesn't happen.
So, Commander, who can join the American Legion and what are some of the things that Legionnaires do?
Any veteran that was discharged honorably. Actually, they don't have to be discharged. They can also be members of the military. Can join if they serve from December 7, 1941 and forward. The American Legion is involved in many things based on our four pillars. Right now we're working on, this falls under national defense, which is the quality of life initiative to identify areas on military bases and outside of military bases that could affect the quality of life and distract a military member while they're deployed. So we're gonna be inspecting bases and reporting them to DOD. We have another pillar, which is Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation, and that falls under veterans benefits, veterans health care, education, things like the GI Bill, which we were the architects of. And then our children and youth programs, which are very important to us. And we believe we're creating leaders of America through these programs. American Legion Baseball, American Legion Boys State, American Legion Junior Shooting Sports, American Legion Oratorical Contests, and any kind of local things. Mostly, a lot of the Legion posts don't necessarily have to be in the national programs, but they do things for their own communities, like flag etiquette in schools, which falls under our Americanism pillar. And, they teach the kids about things in the Constitution, and they, we do honor guards at funerals. There's so many things we do. It's, it'd be impossible to name them all. That's how many things we do. So a lot of people don't know that. So it's best kept secret in town. But our biggest thing is our legislation down in Washington. We have a staff down there that is on Capitol Hill all day long advocating for our veterans and our service members. So we stay busy, and we'll continue to do so for the next 100 years. We're 104 years old now, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Commander, you'll be traveling overseas soon. What's the purpose of your trip?
We're going over to Normandy Beach. We're going to be there on D-Day. We're leaving here May 31st, which is coming up pretty quick. We're going to take part in some of the ceremonies over on Normandy Beach, Utah Beach. And then we're going to go from there. We're going to go to NATO in Brussels and get some briefing on things like the Ukrainian war and what our service members are doing overseas. And then from there, we'll go to Germany and we'll visit some hospitals there. And I'm really looking forward to that because I get to meet with the troops and, break bread with them and talk to them one-on-one, see how their lives are doing, how the military is treating them, and what they'd like to see change or what they like. It's a nice thing to sit down and become one of them and just talk. It's a nice thing. So about 2 weeks we'll be over there.
That is awesome. And we certainly appreciate your service, Commander. Where can people find out more about the American Legion?
You can find out more about the Legion at www.legion.org. And also you can find more about the Be the One campaign through www.betheone.org.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jim Triola has been our guest.